Suburban Skies is a band that says it can promote itself and control its destiny thanks to 21st century technology.
Social media is a wonderful thing, and being able to control your own art and not be signed by a record label, to be your own record label, is, I think, liberating.
Founder Nick Sherwin says the internet has created more opportunities for musicians. He says the key to success is giving fans a multifaceted experience.
The most important thing is content. You have to have songs, videos, to be able to get up and do this. But I think it's extremely important to do shows, to build your brand, to build your reputation.
At a recent discussion about the future of the music business, industry experts say with CD sales declining in the U.S., more musicians are hitting the stage. Rob Light is head of music at the talent agency Creative Artists Agency.
The majority of the income for artists now is coming from the live marketplace.
Along with the popularity of live music, there has also been an explosion of music festivals, including events that feature electronic dance music, again with the help of social media.
Someone could make it in their bedroom and put it out there. And people can gain fans that way online without anyone's help. And that's absolutely helped the growth of dance music.
Pasquale Rotella's company, Insomniac, produces electronic dance music festivals in several different countries.
It's the lights, they have the dancers, it's a very visual show. It's a different environment versus your standard rock show.
Fans are also getting music through digital downloads and online streaming services. But they're still tuning in to the radio, says Bob Pittman, the head of radio conglomerate Clear Channel Communications.
In this era of streaming services, radio listeners have increased. And if you look at the research, 70% of Americans can say, where did you discover the music you buy in your music collection? 70% say FM radio.
But Bob Light predicts radio will become obsolete.
I don't believe that terrestrial radio will be as relevant to a 12-year-old today in 5 or 6 years. And if you're going to look forward, I think they are going to get their information, that exact information, from other places and other sources.
With what seems like limitless places for people to go and find music, Nick Sherwin is not worried. He just wants to reach those who like his style of music with the help of the internet. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.